Abe's Oddity. The idea for Abe's Oddity came from a grocery run and a picture of a candy bar. Most of the time, Mr. T does the outside of the house errands on his own. Part of this is that being in a car can be fairly painful for me, and part of it is that when we head out together, the dogs come with us. Raban and the Muppet are both wonderful dogs, and the number of people who comment on that, or want to meet them, or... tends to extend any errand noticeably. We've had duck in and get a few basics take over an hour. I know we could say no, or push brusquely on when someone asks a question or makes a comment, but beyond the fact that I don't feel like doing that to people, I love what our pups bring out into the world. Especially Raban. He seems to be this wandering, goofy, giant joy and wonder creator, and I enjoy what he gifts people simply by being himself. Mr. T usually calls me when he is out and about in the world to make sure the lists are correct or to check with me regarding things he thinks are neat. He also sometimes sends me pictures of things. Usually flavor ideas. Hey, I saw this and thought you might be able to / want to turn it into a tea. He's usually right. One particular outing, he sent me an image of a strawberry basil chocolate bar. That particular combination had never occurred to me before, and I was mildly fascinated by it. I like using savory herbs with things that might be surprising, and this was potentially a whole new avenue to go down in pursuit of chocolate teas. Our Durmstrang's draught having made me realize that I can make quite lovely tasty teas with savory herbs and spices. The image sat in the tea ideas folder for quite some time, due to the fact that I hadn't actually added strawberries to the toolbox. It has been the intent for years, but I am often in a so-many-ideas-so-little-time sort of place, and properly vetting a new ingredient and getting a sense of it can take a sizable chunk of time. A little bit back, I dug through my ingredients-to-test box, planning to allow myself to fiddle with something new. This was all well and good, but I wanted to just take the day, and perhaps the next, and just figure them all out. This was not feasible, for a long list of reasons. One being that a new ingredient always sparks a mental avalanche of tea ideas, and we have so many in various stages of completion right now that it seemed unwise to court the desire to make that many more. To assist me with paring it down, I decided to try something new. I went to Twitter and created a poll to allow our followers to pick what our next new toy would be. In the end, strawberry was chosen. In the process of the voting, I did end up with an idea for a new tea that would use three of the options that didn't make the cut, but that's sort of standard for any interaction regarding the possibilities of tea these days. I dragged out the bag of freeze-dried strawberries and tore the slices up into tea-sized bits and tested a cup. With every new ingredient, I steep an appropriate amount, as if it were tea, to get a sense for how strong the flavor will be. Amusingly, post-creation of the Wizard's Tower, this is also to get an idea of what color and what intensity of color it will provide. I was surprised by how potent the strawberry was. Once I'd broken it down into appropriately small pieces, it really was like drinking strawberry water, which is pretty neat and heartening for pairing it with other things. I'd expected strawberries to be a bit retiring, like apricot or peach. It took a little bit longer to actually set to and blend a strawberry tea, as I got distracted by a couple of other projects, but once I did, I was torn on what sort of tea to make. One part of my mind figured we should go with something accessible, something in the normal range of combinations with strawberry. A straight chocolate strawberry, or maybe a strawberry green with a hint of citrus, or a rooibos strawberry pineapple, or... I was specifically avoiding strawberry banana, or strawberry kiwi, or strawberry banana kiwi, as all of those would have involved adding yet more new ingredients to our list. The other part of my mind was fixated on the chocolate strawberry basil idea. The image of that candy bar had been floating around in the remember this for later part of my brain. And while I wasn't completely fixated on it, I really wanted to see if it would work how it would taste, and whether or not I could make a tasty tea out of it. I spoke with Mr. T, as he is my sounding board for level of weirdness, and commented on how I was leaning towards the oddball idea. His response was, "Go for it. Oddball is sort of what we do." My inner child danced a jig, and then I started to work. The first test, even with all my experience, tasted like strawberry water, with a hint of basil and chocolate. The second test was still mostly strawberry water. At this point, I was eyeing the little jar of torn-up, freeze-dried strawberry, wondering how it was managing to overpower chocolate so handily. Small but fierce, I suppose. Third test, I quit being hesitant with the chocolate and decided to treat the strawberry as a step or two shy of mint in potency. That worked. Brilliantly. And now that I know that strawberry and basil work together, I have some ideas for next time I have the spoons to make shortcake. Start with savory spiced biscuits, perhaps? Once the blend had gone from possibility to actual reality, I shifted into "what should we call this?" mode. I mentally scrolled through the various conversations Mr. T and I had had about the tea, and thought about the flavor. But I kept coming back to something provoked by oddball being part of what we do. Oddball. Oddity. Abe's Oddity! Oddworld was a game world we both greatly enjoyed, and there are still times we'll call in response in the Namudakan fashion.
Hello. Hello. Follow me. Okay.
Aspects of the color palette of the tea even reminded me slightly of some of the palette of the game's graphics. Thinking on it, I'm almost surprised we hadn't already saluted Oddworld, as it brought us much enjoyment and laughter. Now for the basic information. Abe's Oddity contains fair trade roasted cocoa nibs, freeze-dried strawberries, and basil, all over organic. A batch weighs in at 5.6 ounces and will make between 35 and 40 servings of tea. You can purchase it as loose tea, or we can make it into tea bags for you. As loose tea, we offer a 5-serving sample and a full batch in a bag or tin. As tea bags, we offer a single tea bag, a 5-tea bag sample, and a full batch of tea bags in a bag. You can purchase Abe's Oddity in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.